Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ, depicts the last dreadful hours of Jesus' earthly life. It's a gruesome, in-your-face account of what happened to the Son of God at the hands of evil men.
If you saw The Passion of the Christ, you may have asked, how could such a holy person have earned the deep scorn, flogging, and unrelenting brutality of those coarse Roman mercenaries?
On the night of his arrest, Jesus left his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane to be alone to pray before being taken by Roman soldiers. As he faced his coming arrest, his inward struggle was so great that it threatened his life. The Bible tells us his profuse sweating was coloured with his blood because of the great emotional distress that he was in. This rare condition is known as hematidrosis.
Now came the cruelty inflicted on him at the hands of the coarse Roman soldiers. If you've seen the film, you may have thought that it was a little exaggerated, but it wasn't. It was true to fact, and apart from the later crucifixion, it was cruelty at its very worst.
Why did Jesus Christ allow himself to be put under all that strain, pain, and great distress on the night before the crucifixion? It was his great love that drove him and to suffer the pain and ignominy of a fearful death on the cross. It was a love for you. God's word says, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
The love God has for his creation is so great that he sent his only Son to die as an atonement for our sins. The Bible says God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
The greatest gift God ever gave us is the gift of eternal life. And if we believe by faith on Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sinful lifestyle, God gives us that great gift. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved."
Jesus died a horrible death on that cross. Crucifixion was the Roman way of killing a criminal, slowly, with a maximum agony. The nails were like railway spikes, only sharp. They wrecked bones, ligaments, and nerves, causing intense and unceasing pain, and the victim would experience waves of nausea, fever, intense thirst, constant cramps, and incessant throbbing pain from all parts of the body. Oh yes, the Romans were masters of the art of torture.
And then there was the feeling of utter hopelessness, the public shame, and the ever-increasing trauma to the body all intensified as the hours dragged by. And hanging in the way that they did restricted breathing and could only be relieved by pushing the body up with the pierced feet. Jesus Christ wasn't spared any of that pain and public shame, and he went through it all for you and for me.
If you've been challenged by what you've heard about the Saviour's death on the cross for you, then you can commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today.
That was another Vantage Point program with George and Rita Galley. If you'd like to write to George, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.